in it. I appreciate we had a good crowd all night prayer meeting the other night, and people prayed. We prayed. And we had good time in fellowship and singing. Now, we're going to ask God to answer those prayers. Romans chapter 16. Real quickly, briefly tonight. Won't be long. I don't even have an outline tonight, but I'd just like to talk to you out of my heart for a minute. There's a word in this verse, Romans 16:1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. I got to look at that little phrase there. This lady, Phoebe, was a servant of the church. A servant of the church. That's a powerful statement. This woman was a servant of the church. Like a waiter at a restaurant, waiting on people. She was a servant of the church. And I'd like to preach for just a minute tonight, and I want you to know I'm preaching to myself and I'm preaching to you. I'd be a hypocrite if I preached y'all to do something. I ain't even willing to do it myself. And I try to do that. I try. I don't always, but I try. So here's what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about I want to have this week a servant's heart. I want to serve you and I want, as our church, and I want you to have the same attitude. I'm signing up as a volunteer to serve the church this week. You see, if you're already saved and right with God and your family's saved and your kids are going to heaven, it's not fair for us to just enjoy the youth rally and whoop it up and have a big time. We ought to work and serve the church so that others could get what they need. Amen? As a matter of fact, that's what happens. That's what makes people backslide, sitting around soaking up blessings. You've got to stay busy in church. If you don't, you'll get cold on God. Now, I'm going to talk about tonight a servant of the church. I'm going to give you my burden and ask you to help me bear it tonight. This is what this thing has turned into. They said the other night, there's a lady driving 10 hours one way from Delaware to be in that service Friday night. 10 hours, like me and you driving to Florida. God forbid that I'd get up there a dead preacher, that we would get up there a dead choir. I believe tonight if we would give ourselves to be a servant of the church, it really don't matter if I have a good time this week or not. I've had plenty of good times in my life. That really don't matter. You know what matters? If that lady coming from Delaware gets off drugs. That's what matters. If that happens, glory to God, we'll have a good time. Amen. We'll shout the victory. But I want to serve the church this week so that that woman can. Another one, driving from Virginia or West Virginia. I got a call the other day. A preacher said, I'm bringing one boy that just got out of the hospital. There's another girl who's overdosed on drugs. She's in the hospital. This is up near Washington, D.C. He said, if we can get her out of the hospital, we're bringing her. Think about that. These are people that have tried everything else. These are people that have tried even rehab and relapsed. Now, let me tell you why people relapse after rehab. The reason people relapse after rehab is because rehab can help you get off stuff, but as far as the world goes, if it's not a Christian organization, they don't have nothing to put back in that empty place. When you give up something, you've got to take in something. If air goes out of my body, I mean, something's got to go in there to replace it. And if it don't, have you ever seen anybody go to rehab, AA or something like that, and they get dried out and cleaned up, and they do pretty good for 2 or 3 months, and then they go worse than they ever was? Well, the Bible said when the evil spirit's gone out of a person, when they come back and find it empty, There ain't nothing there. They know Jesus. They know God. They go take seven spirits worse than herself and come back in there, and that guy's worse off than he was to start with. So the world has no answer for drug addiction, alcoholism, all the other things we're going to talk about. No answer. Listen to this. The death toll of prescription drugs has doubled in the last 8 or 9 years. Doubled. Somebody dies every 14 minutes from prescription drug overdose. This is the first time that drug overdoses have surpassed car accidents as the number one killer. Oxycontin, Vicodin, Xanax, and many more that I'll be naming. One relatively newcomer to the scene is fentanyl, a painkiller that comes in the form of a patch, where you put the patch on your body and it time releases into your body. One lady they found the other day who had had 5 of those patches on her body, she was found dead. Yeah, and they cook them. They cook them. And eat them. A 19-year-old Army recruit just passed his military physical exam, took a handful of Xanax and painkillers while he was partying one night with some friends. Killed him. A man, groom, getting ready, real nervous about his wedding, overdosed on a cocktail prescription of drugs at his party before it. Teenage honor students, preacher's kids, deacon's kids, pastors. It's an epidemic. A toddler was a little orphan baby, had no mom and daddy, because mama did overdosed and died. About 3 months later, daddy overdosed and died. Story out in West Virginia, near where my kinfolks live. They was telling me about the other night, or we was reading about the other night, where a man, the cops got called to this trailer. They found, when they pulled up, as a man, I think it was dead in the yard, a girl all cut up, blood all over the place. She was run off, dead person laying there, empty bottle, and 2 little bitty kids looking out the windows, not knowing what's going on. That's what we're dealing with. We are dealing with a demon spirit that is so strong that's hit this country while we wasn't paying attention. That's it, and it's probably the strongest spirit. I heard the preacher say the other day, it's probably the strongest demonic spirit in America. I don't know that for sure, but if it's not, it's way up there at number one or number two. Number one or number two. Painkillers now cause more deaths than heroin and cocaine put together. Legal painkillers. They get them from the medicine cabinet. You get them from the medicine cabinet of people who are that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand that everybody who comes to the youth rally is not on drugs, but they know somebody who is, and all the kids have that potential to get on. I've got a pastor friend of mine in Kentucky. Good man. Loves the Lord with all of his heart. I mean a good man. He's old-fashioned, Bible-believing, shouting Baptist. He hurt his back. They took him to the doctor. They put him on pain medicine, and he got addicted to it. He lost his job, lost his church, lost his ministry, lost everything he had. He's a good man. He wasn't out partying. So you don't know. It's like a spirit comes in and gets you. That's what we're going to be dealing with, and that's why we're claiming Luke 5:17, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Right. I am not a doctor. I am not I don't have a degree in counseling. I can counsel. I've done enough of it. I don't have a degree in it. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you tonight, are you all listening to me? I believe with all my heart that right there is the answer to every problem that a man or woman's got. You say, oh, that's too simple. No, it's not either. The power of the Lord is still able to help you. You can know anything through the Lord Jesus Christ if you'll live for Him and serve Him. I'm not saying a person can just run down the altar and say a little prayer and never want to do wrong again. I'm not saying that. I'm saying by the grace of God, there's the answer. There's the answer. The world don't have the answer. The world's answer is put you on other drugs to get you off them drugs. The Lord is the answer. The Lord is the answer. The Lord is the answer. So I'm going to say a few things about how we can serve the church. I want to be a volunteer.
You know, like Need a Few Good Men? We need some people to volunteer tonight. I wish we had this mindset. I wish we had the mindset tonight of this. You say, well, I'm going to mosey over to you, Frally, and watch Todd jump. I told you about Dax this morning. I'm gonna see if I can get there in time for that and sit there and go. I wish everybody had this attitude. We're all saved. We're all going to heaven. We're all in heaven forever and ever and ever. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody said, you know what? I'm just going to give this one up. I'm just going to set this one out, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give. I don't mean not go. I mean just get in there and help. And if you see somebody that needs help somewhere, help them out with the food, with the prayer, with the cleaning up, with whatever. And just say, glory to God. I'll sit there while the preacher's preaching, and I'll put my head in my fist, and I'll say, God, please, God, pray just like it was your boy sitting there on drugs. I want to pray just like it was my girl. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm planning on fasting extra this week. I did last week. I'm not saying that bragging. I'm just saying I'm serious. I want God to do something. I want God to do something. I want the power of God that got me out of my sin when I was 18 years old to come down on that place and heal people from drug addiction, from alcohol addiction, from everything. God's able to do it if we'll let Him and pray and be servants to the church. You been sinning? You been sinning? That sin will keep you from even caring whether people get right with God or not. You don't even care. All you care about is her ain't going to eat after service. All you care about is missing something on TV. That sin makes you have no burden for anybody else. God's been good to you. You're not going to hell. Can we not give up 3 days and 3 nights in one blessed year so that some kid could have their body changed and body saved and their soul saved? Yes, we sure can. I will say a few things and I'm done. Be careful that you don't get mad this week. The devil is going to make you and your husband or wife or kids or somebody else get mad at each other. Don't you realize where that's coming from? Be careful that you don't get mad. I've done hurt it. Ain't naming no names. But I've done hurt it. Somebody said, Brother Danny, we had somebody talked into coming, and then we all got in a big fight. Don't you reckon where that come from? Don't you doubt it. Something will happen. We've had people come to the fairground and got ticked off about something and just go out in the car and leave. Where do you think that's coming from? That's the spirit of the devil. I ain't getting mad at nobody this week. Oh. I'm going to make myself not. I better shouldn't have said that, should I? The devil says, okay, big boy, we'll see about that. You ain't making me mad this week. You can't make me mad. I'm going to pray all day tomorrow. Amen? And if anybody's got a right to be, it's me. Because, brother, we got people coming everywhere. And, brother, I mean, here I am, little Danny Castle. I ain't nothing. I'll tell you what I am. I am not a doctor. I am not an AA counselor. I tell you what I am. I know a God in heaven that can do anything. I know that, brother. I know. I've got the answer. I've got it. I know that. I know that. You don't have to worry about that. But you got to worry about getting mad. You know what I don't understand? I'm going to say this one time, and we're going to be on with it. I don't understand how we can fast 40 days, and we can do without food, and pay $5,000 or $6,000, and nearly kill myself, and some people will stand outside and talk during the service. That makes no sense to me. Buddy, if there's one service in a year, I'd get in there and I'd get my family and hear every word that's being said. It's this coming weekend. It drives me crazy. I got time to do something, and there's 4 or 5 men just standing out there talking. I mean, do you not realize the devil's got a hold of you? Don't you get it? I mean, do you think you're above it? Do you think, I mean, even here in church, brother, do you think you are above preaching? Do you think you don't need it? Do you think you're too spiritual for it? I don't know what in the world. Listen, brother, if my church put this much into a meeting, I'm going to hear every word that's said. I'm going to hear every song that's sung. It's ordained by God. Listen, there's been a bunch of people tell me lately. They said, Brother Danny, I believe you're right. We're right on target on this narcotic thing. We're right on the money. I believe it, buddy. Lord, put this on my heart way back, like in the middle of the winter, December and January, before Whitney Houston died, before it was all over the news. I've done planning and planning. Don't you know God? He wants to touch heart. God wants to save some boy. God wants to save some teenage girl from ruining her life. And we're standing around out fellowshipping while the Holy Ghost is trying to do a work. I want to get in on it. I want to get in on it. That's why I told you, can't sell no food, can't do no nothing while there's preaching going on. That Saturday evening service, whoever told you people that's for the visitors, it wasn't the Lord. That was the devil told you that. Get in that Saturday evening. Some of the best services we've ever had is that Saturday evening service. You know what some of y'all do? I've seen you every year. Makes me want to get mad. But I ain't going to do it. I'm getting all my getting mad over tonight. Here's what makes me mad. We prayed all year. Man's up preaching. Y'all say, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Next thing you know, you're out to see you out there talking. While a man preaching. That is just not smart. And that, I started to say, you was crazy or something, but somebody called me and blessed me out on my answer machine today for telling the kids was dumb this morning. I got two messed up my answer machine today fussing at me for what I preached this morning. You know what that means? The devil don't like what we're trying to do. Amen. I'm going to give you a dime for a preacher who wouldn't stir up the devil once in a while. Ain't no good. Amen. If a man likes him, he ain't worth shooting. And I'm worth shooting, but don't shoot me. I ain't even said nothing about Brother Derek Kevin. He's gone preaching tonight. He's preaching revival, y'all. I ain't even said nothing about this marriage amendment vote coming up on May the 8th. And I mean, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. And I'm just going to say this and go on. I'm not a politician. I don't tell you how to vote. I tell you you're crazy if you don't know how to vote. But you vote, you tell what God tells you to. I know how to tell you to. The marriage amendment coming up in North Carolina is going to make an amendment to our Constitution about gay marriage, homosexual marriages. Now what you want to do, what a person with a brain will do, is vote yes. They've worded it so to trick people in the family. You say, oh, Lord, vote on gay marriage, I'm against it. No, you vote yes because the amendment is to prevent it. So it's neatly somebody figured it out to make you think yes is no and no's yes. You want to vote yes if you're against gay marriage. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just saying if you're against gay marriage, you vote yes. If you're for it, you vote no. And all that stuff is facing our state in the next 2 weeks, May the 8th. And all that stuff. And I haven't even mentioned it. That's the first time I believe I mentioned it. And because the youth rally is absolutely overwhelming. It is overwhelming. I'm telling you something, brother. It's like 15... Somebody said, was the camp meeting harder than the youth rally? Lord, no, I don't even preach at the camp meeting. I mean, you just invite a bunch of preachers in here and have a big time. I'm telling you, this is a burden. This is a burden. You know what? I'd like to see people get on fire. I don't understand people saying, we need this. Okay, I'll go to the store. I ain't going to the store. Not during preaching time, I ain't going to the store. We'll do it before or we'll do it after. If you need to talk to somebody, we'll do it before or we'll do it after. If you want to pray with somebody, you do it before or you do it after. But while we are having church, get in our church services. Some of the best services we've had ever in youth rally is at 3:00 Saturday evening service. And y'all think, oh, that's just a bunch of young. I ain't know. I'm telling you, God shows up in that thing. And you need it. You need it. The flesh wants out. There's some of you sitting here tonight. If I got up here and I said, look, I need somebody to go to the store and buy us a watermelon. You'd say, I'll go. Your flesh wants to get out of here. It just naturally wants to. And you don't even realize, man, that's the devil playing tricks with your body. It's natural. We don't even realize it. The devil works in you like that. So make sure you don't let that happen. Bus workers, I encourage you. I encourage you. I encourage you. I know some of the bus kids, we don't bring the little bitty ones. We don't bring them. But listen, brother, I mean, we can go out to work. You can go in the community and fill up a bus for something like we're having. Say, hey, man's going to jump over all these buses on a motorcycle. Would you like to go? Son, they'll fill that bus up. They sure will. I mean, please, please, bus workers, don't say, oh gosh, we got a fool with them stupid bus. No, no, we want to be a servant to the church if just one of them gets off drugs. If just one of them, that boy saying, learns to say no. If just one of them gets saved and goes to heaven when they die, it will be worth every sacrifice we make for them. Say amen right there. It's not a burden, brother. We're a servant of the church. We love to do something for God. Good night. Tell them world history will be made. Dax Bennick will jump a car. 6 years old. Never been done that we know of. Never. In history. This will be the first time ever. You say, what if? That's why you won't come. And those kids will say, what? Really? I'm going. See, we don't bring the motorcycle over just... It's not for entertainment. I mean, it's not. We don't have a silly Billy there for entertainment. So the kids will say, I want to go to that. I want to be a part of that. And then God gets a hold of them. That's why we do it. Amen. This is not a fair. It's not a festival. It's church service. Amen. While I'm on that, just because we're out there at the fairground, don't mean you dress like you're going to the beach. Dress like you're going to church. Now, moving along. The best gift you can give, and I wish some people give some good gifts. I wish some we'd have four or five people say, look, preacher, here's $500. Put this on here. I mean, they're gone up on us on old prices. Everything's like ridiculous, double what it was last year. If you say, I want to be a servant of the church, here's $500. Here, I can't be there to help, but I can do this and that. That's a way to serve. That's a way to serve. Somebody else may not have a dime in your name, but you can sweep floors and set up chairs and all that. That's a power of the Lord might be present to heal. Well, I'll say this and I'm done. The best gift you can give tonight is yourself. I need a place. I need a place for a preacher who's crippled to stay. Boy about 20 years old, never been married, in a wheelchair. And he has a driver. I need a place for them to stay. They can't afford $70 a night for a motel. Somebody's got a house where you can go in and out, get a wheelchair in and out. I need that place. You can be a servant of the church. A good, fundamental Bible preacher. He's a good man. He'll be here. He cannot wait. He's so excited about getting here from down there in Greenville. I need one of you men. I got a big old youth rally sign about along here at the wall over there. And I would like one of you men to say, preacher, I'll put that on the side of a bus. We'll take a bus over and park it in the grounds. And all you have to do is figure out a way to make the front part of it stick up straight. One of y'all do that, that'd be a blessing. Stuff like that. But the main thing is, just give your heart and give ourselves. Now, I'm going to give you just a little example. The folks we're dealing with, what we're up against. Drugs are no stranger to many of you in our church. Some of you were on drugs and had a terrible battle with them. And tonight, I asked Chrissy Klontz. Chrissy's been coming to our church over a year now. The Lord's done a great work in her heart. And I just felt like asking her, would she just say something for the Lord tonight? And I didn't tell her what to say. She can say whatever she wants to. And maybe just tell you a little bit about how God's worked in her. Come on, Chrissy. This is Chrissy Klontz. She, as I said, she's been coming a little over a year. And I want her to just say just something that I believe the Lord would be pleased with. And just let you hear. Put mics on, brother. And I just want her to say something for the Lord. Okay?
I've never done a testimony before, but I used to be addicted to pain pills, so I know what it's like. Bless your heart. Amen. I always said I wouldn't do it. It will never happen to me, but it will. And I put the pills in front of my kids, I was really selfish. But I did overcome it. I want to give a testimony Friday, but I wasn't prepared to give it today at all. There's a conviction. But it can happen to anybody.
Right.
Young, old,
amen.
Rich or poor.
Amen.
I was worried about being judged, but really I'm not no more, because I'm proud of myself for what I did. God is good. That's it.
Amen.
She's been coming about a little over a year, I think, with Tim, got her to come to church. And now she's clean. And she's got a story to tell. She's going to tell some of it Friday night. I'm telling you, folks. And then we got Nick Newton will also be there. Nick gave his testimony in the teenage class this morning. It was really, really good. And we got another young man that's going to be a surprise guest there Friday night as well. So you don't want to miss it. Here's what we need to do. I'm asking, look, people, there's 52 weeks in a year. You're going to get to go on vacation. You're going to get to cook out. Let's give this week to the Lord. Just this week. Wouldn't it be worth it? I'm telling you, if I had a son and he was messed up on drugs, you better believe I'd be praying and fasting and everything. So I want to do it just like it really was my son. It's not, but I want to love them just like they were mine. And we don't know. My phone started ringing Monday morning after we put them signs out here Sunday night. My phone rang Monday morning. Man wanted to know what was going on. So let's pray for the weather. Let's pray for the travel safety of all the groups. Let's pray that people won't get talked out of coming. And ladies, as I said now, there's no nursery over there. I mean, there's buildings and stuff that you can use. But if I were you, I'd get some of your backslid relatives to keep the babies. They ain't going to come. They ain't going to do nothing no way. If they won't come no way, make your backslid relatives keep the babies. And I'm serious. I'm not kidding. That way you can get it. And everybody else can get a blessing too. You can't get nothing going in and out, in and out, in and out, in. You ain't going to get nothing like that. So ask the Lord to help with the crowd control, and that the Holy Ghost to come and the Spirit of the Lord will be present to heal them. Let's bow our head for prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we know this wasn't much of a sermon tonight, but God, it's what's on my heart. I want to be a servant for Shining Light Baptist Church this week. I want to be that. And whatever you need me to do, and you put it on my heart, by your grace, I'll try to do it. Help us all to get along. Help us all to put you first. Lord, there's teenagers here that could bring 10 or 15 of their friends. There's parents here that could get the work done. There's people here that could get the job done. Lord, put it in our hearts to do it. Please, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Dear God. Dear God. Dear God, in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, touch our hearts. Lord, help us now as we go to work. And Lord, help us as we fast. And help us as we pray. Help us as we give. Lord, I do pray that somehow you'd give us decent, nice weather next weekend. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. We know you don't have to. And Lord, we would be upset if you didn't. But we sure would ask you for it and ask you for help. Please, Lord Jesus, please have your way. God, do what ought to be done now. Give us a servant's heart. Help us to be willing to serve. And we'll thank you and give you the glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, all right.